This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. Three foxes from three Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta communities have tested positive for rabies in recent weeks. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says the rabid foxes were found in Nightmute, Alakanuk, and Bethel. The rabies virus is not unusual in YK Delta foxes, but the virus is of concern because it's fatal if left untreated in people and unvaccinated pets. YKHC urges anyone who is bitten or scratched by wildlife to seek medical attention immediately. The Health Corporation also encourages everyone to get their pets vaccinated against the virus and to report to YKHC if a pet is bitten or scratched by wildlife, regardless of whether they've been vaccinated against rabies. In Bethel, pets can receive rabies vaccines at the Kinnick Animal Clinic or from Bethel Friends of Canines. Villages can request a public health veterinarian visit their community to provide rabies vaccines. Find contact information for all these organizations on kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And in more animal news, hunters along the lower Kuskokwim River have been reporting an abundance of ptarmigan this year, after a relative dearth of the birds in years prior. But whether that's because there are actually more ptarmigan or if people are just seeing more of them is unclear. KYUK's Greg Kim reports.
Oh, you got one. There's another one in the snow. See its head?
That was Wassily Castle narrating a video he took of his stepson Joshua Brink hunting ptarmigan this year. Both live in Kasigluk. Hunting ptarmigan in the Kuskokwim Delta has been relatively easy this year compared to the last few years.
This year we've got a lot of ptarmigans, I can see, all over.
Daniel Nelson is an elder who lives in Napakiak.
They were kind of declining in numbers, you know, the past 2-3 years, you know, I go ptarmigan hunting and barely see some, just a few flocks. Most of the time I get home with nothing. But, you know, this year I return with average of 12 ptarmigans per trip.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service does not track the number of ptarmigan in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Neither does the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. State biologist Philip Perry says, based on his own experience and what people are telling him, ptarmigan sightings are much more common this year than in the past 5 or 6 years.
This year, people are telling me, wow, there's a bunch around this year. I'm doing really well.
Many people are connecting the increased sighting of the birds to the weather this winter. Here's Maxine Gray, the mother of Joshua Brink, who you heard hunting ptarmigan earlier.
I think it's due to more snow this year. The last few springs, because of the rain and the lack of snow, I've heard that they were harder to find.
The amount of snow impacts ptarmigan in a number of ways. Perry, the biologist, says it helps a bird stay warm and survive the winter.
They do this thing called snow roosting. They'll go down in the snow, and then they're insulated away from, you know, cold, bitter temperatures.
And when there's less snow on the ground, Perry says the white birds are more visible and more likely to be eaten.
They're just easier for predators to see, whether it's foxes and coyotes or, you know, falcons and other birds.
On the other hand, it could be that there's a similar number of ptarmigan in the YK Delta as years prior. Rick Marizan is a small game program coordinator for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says that the extra snow this year may just be pushing the ptarmigan down from the mountains into places where hunters normally look for them.
Ptarmigan are a high elevation critter, and then typically they're pushed down to lower elevation only by the depth of the snow, so it buries up their food source. They have to move somewhere to find food.
He says biologists in other parts of the state have observed ptarmigan traveling over 100 miles in a single season. Marizan says if the ptarmigan population is actually larger this year than in years past, a bigger factor than this winter's snow would likely be last summer's weather. Warm, dry weather usually means more chicks survive to adulthood.
You get these hot, dry, buggy late Junes and July, and gosh, we might have 80% chick survival.
Elder Daniel Nelson in Napakiak said he believes that last summer's weather conditions allowed ptarmigan chicks to thrive. And he said that will also mean more geese and ducks this season. Biologist Marzen said the state planned to conduct a survey of ptarmigan population numbers and movements last year. But with COVID-19 travel restrictions and budget cuts, that study has been postponed until spring of 2022. For now, with the increased number of ptarmigan sightings this year, Maxine Gray in Kasigluk says she's been enjoying more of the spring treat.
I love it. My grandma made it all the time. It's just something we grew up on, and it, you know, it makes me think of spring. I like to dry it. It seems to be the favorite. It's chewy. It's got a distinct flavor, a little more gamier than moose, dried moose, and it's really good with seal oil.
The snow is now melting along the Kuskokwim River. With that, Warren Nikolai, a hunter in Bethel, says he's starting to see flocks of ptarmigan migrate to the coast. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
It's spring, and fishery managers want to hear from Kuskokwim River subsistence fishermen and women about their concerns about the coming fishing season. They are hosting a virtual listening session this week on Thursday, April 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. The meeting will be hosted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. They want to hear concerns and questions about the fishing season and how subsistence activities are being affected. They also want ideas from the public about how managers can do better. The conversation will be held over Zoom with the ability to call in over the phone. Find the link and phone number on kyuk.org. And tune in to KYUK 640 AM to catch the whole session live. That's April 22nd from 1 to 5 PM. This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.